But if you're a young child and you're coming out for children's time anyway, then don't go all the way back to your pews. And if you were in your pews, then come on up. Oh, you're going to take the center seat.
Get a hold of one of those before I leave the building today.
this is what I want to introduce to you, Bethany. Is that my money? That's a more complicated question than I want to answer right at the spot. I want to point out something more important for this morning. What are you going to guess what I'm going to point out? Go ahead, Catherine.
That sin is persuading us.
And specifically, it is speaking through those bills on the floor, which means money has power. Now, I know that you guys don't earn money on a regular basis. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you guys have an allowance. Maybe you chores around the house, etc. But I want to point out something to you really early. I know that this is the time for young children, but I want to point this out to you now, because the faster you learn this, I think the better off you'll be. This stuff I've strewn about on the floor has power. It has the power to attract your heart and to say, get me, pull me, keep me, and spend me on McDonald's. And the reason I want to point this out is because we have to be aware that money has power so that it does not own us. So that when we give our money away, we don't get freaked out about how much we're giving away. When we have to spend money on something, we don't get all stressed out because we have to spend money on it. And I think, oh, it's the end of the world if I have to pay $600 to fix my car. Imagine that, six times the amount that's out on the floor here today. So that we can be generous with our money. If I hold on to a $10 bill like this, what can I not do with it? I can't spend it. I can't put it in a machine because now it's crinkled, right? I can't give it away, right? If I'm holding on to it, or it's the most important thing in the world, I can't give it away. So if we are going to be generous people, as Christ calls us to be, we must be able to hold money loosely and recognize, yes, this has power to buy me two Starbucks lattes, or maybe a couple of Happy Meals at McDonald's, or whatever, but it doesn't own me. I can just let it go if I need to. That's what I want you to take away from this morning as you enter into the world of having, possessing, using money. And I'm going to do something very dangerous. I'm going to ask us to pray. And most of us, when we do that, close our eyes. But I'm going to do it anyway. So, would you pray with me? Lord, I praise you for being the one from whom all blessings flow. And I ask that you would give us the wisdom to see all the things we have in our lives as belonging to you. So that we cannot let them own us, but we may be generous with them and be always willing to give. Lord, make that our confession to you that money does not own us, but instead we can use it for your kingdom. Make that so by the power of our Lord, our only Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seats.